The reading today is from John 1, 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Zach, for reading. Sorry, a child has fallen asleep on me. It's always awkward when this happens just before you get up to speak, so I'm just going to deliver the child to the mother. And can I add my welcome to... Oh, this is what I got. I got headphones. Aren't they good? I was accused of stealing my children's headphones constantly, so they bought me some of my own in Houston colour red, so I'm very proud of those. And it's great to see you. I know for many of you, you would have rather been somewhere else this Christmas. You would rather been able to travel to get to be with other people, but it's a joy that we're able to be together like this for a few short minutes. And I mainly want to just talk to the children for a few minutes. It's mainly my own children, so that's a bit awkward. We'll see how this goes, see how much they've actually learned. This is the thing, guys, that I want us to think about for a few minutes. The Word Jesus became flesh and lived among us. That's the great news. That's the great truth of Christmas that we're celebrating. The Word is his name. It's a bit strange, isn't it? But you know, some people's names begin with the, so the Queen, the Hulk. Well, this is the Word. It's one of his names that says that he's God, because the Word was God. You see the bit in yellow? And it says all things were made through him. All things were made by Jesus. Who knows what this is? What is it, Jesse? The world, yeah. Now, here's a harder question. Who knows how much the world weighs? Go on. Yeah? You don't have a clue. 1,000 something. Do you know what the world weighs? The world weighs 6 sextillion tons. Do you know what a sextillion is? It's a bit like a squillion, yeah, but it's 21 zeros, 6 with 21 zeros. That's how much the world weighs. And we are one of 21 sextillion of these in the universe. So here's a hard question for Christmas Day. What's 6 sextillion times 21 sextillion? Go on. Some kind of big number that's too hard to work out on Christmas Day. Anyway, that is a lot, isn't it? And Jesus made it all. So think of all those sextillions of tons of stuff that means. That they're lovely shoes, aren't they, Jesse? But go in, why don't you go? It's fantastic. She likes my shoes. Sextillions of tons of stuff that Jesus upholds and that he made. But here's the even more amazing thing. It's amazing that Jesus is that powerful. The next bit of our sentence says that the Word, Jesus, became flesh. Do you know what flesh is? What's flesh? Exactly. It's your whole body. Your body's your flesh. And Jesus became a flesh and blood baby like that. So the big person who made all of this became a small, weak person like this. Babies are weak, aren't they? You need to help them. What do you need to help them with? I knew you'd mention that one first. Yep, you need to change their nappies. Jesus had to have his nappy changed. Isn't that an amazing thing? The person who made all of this becoming so small like this. Do you know what it's a little bit like? It's a little bit like you becoming, what's that? Ants. Would you, who'd like, hands up, you can join in grown-ups with this if you want. Hands up if you'd like to become an ant. Anyone? No. You get to eat donuts. I think that's a donut. That's quite a good thing about being an ant. Well, the bad thing about being an ant is as soon as you've finished eating the donut, we come along and stand on you. So that's not very good, is it? That's what it's like to be an ant. It's a tiny, tiny thing. Imagine you became an ant. Well, that's a bit like the big person who made all of this becoming such a small baby like this. It blows your mind when you think about what was happening in the universe when the Word who made everything became flesh like us. And it's even more amazing when we think about why. And this is the final bit of our sentence. It says, the Word became flesh and lived among us. He did it for us. He was born for us. Because God wants to live with us. And do you know, sin is the thing that makes it hard for us to live with God. You know, sin, the bad stuff we do. Well, you don't have to tell us the detail. We'll believe you on that one. And we all might sin if we're honest, don't we? Actually, it's not just about the bad stuff we do. It's about the way we want to be boss. The way that we want to run our lives rather than God. And you know, every time we're like that, that should make us further and further and further away from God. Because he can't live with us if we want to be the boss. But God doesn't give up on coming close to us. And that's what Christmas is all about. God said, I'm actually going to become a human myself to show you what humans are supposed to be like. And as he lives and then dies, he dies for the sins of all of us, for the world. He takes them away. And then as he comes back to life in the flesh, he shows us actually that there's hope for bodies. We're not just meant to die and then that's it. He wants to bring us back into new bodies one day. Well, that's right. Now, here's a little Christmas poem, and there's some actions to this. Want to do the actions to this? Florence, this has got some good actions. This sums this up. It's a poem that I like. The maker of the stars and sea became a child on earth for me. So the actions are, the maker of the stars and sea became a child on earth for me. Could all the grown-ups join in? It's quite a good one to remember, isn't it? The maker of the stars... Let's say it out loud together. You don't just have to do the actions. Can you do two things at once? Some of you can multitask. The maker of the stars and sea became a child on earth for me. That's wonderful, isn't it? And just to say a word to the grown-ups for a minute, I hope this terrible pandemic, it's awful, isn't it, that we're still in this. Another Christmas, plans changed again. I hope that the Word made flesh means something of comfort and reality to you this Christmas, that we've not been abandoned. Because it can feel, can't it, like God is distant. Maybe you feel that sometimes. And it can feel like he's disinterested in the detail of our lives. And it might even feel like God would want to disown you if he knew everything about your life. Well, the wonderful thing about Christmas is it says that God has not given up on the idea of a personal connection with you. Every part of that sentence we read, it's about reaching out to you. He's the Word. He wants to speak to you. He became flesh. He became like you so that he can live with you. God wants to live with you. That's the great story of the Bible. The great problem of the Bible is us wanting our personal space, that independent life with me as the boss. And yet still God does not give up on the idea of a personal connection. God has not given up on the idea of us as humanity. That's one of the things that Christmas teaches us. And so he comes to show us a vision for what a human can really be, Jesus in the flesh. And he dies in the flesh for all the things that we have done wrong. And he comes back in the flesh to show that religion is not about escaping the body. That's often what spirituality is talked about as. You need to escape the body because the body is dirty, the body is evil. Now actually, in his resurrection, in the flesh, Jesus shows us the future for humanity in a new body like Jesus. That's what all of us are invited into. Now, young people, here's a little thing as we finish. It's a story. It's an imaginary story about two angels. An older angel is showing a younger angel round all the stars and the planets and in the universe. And the older angel says, "Watch that one." "That one?" says the young one. "Yeah, that is the visited planet." He was pointing at Earth. "That's the visited planet," said the younger one. "Are you telling me that our great, glorious prince went to live on that fifth-rate little ball? That he actually became one of those creeping, crawling little creatures himself?" "Yes," said the older angel. "And I don't think he'd like you calling them creeping, crawling creatures in that tone of voice, because strange as it may seem to us, he loves them. He went down and became like them so that he could lift them up to become like him." Well, the little angel didn't know what to say because the thought of that was beyond his comprehension. See, God came close in the Christmas baby. God comes close to you. He draws near to you. And so will you draw near to him in trust in a fresh way this Christmas? The maker of the stars and sea became a child on earth for me. Happy Christmas.
Let's pray. The word became flesh. Lord Jesus, we praise you for your power in making all of the universe. We thank you for your kindness in humbling yourself to visit our planet. Help us to remember that clearly this is your planet. And we do pray that that would be great comfort today to people around the world, that you are still in control, that you still uphold the stars and seas, that you see, that you know, that you care. And we do pray that it would cause all of us to call out to you in dependence and ask you to fix it. And Jesus, we thank you that you came to live among us so that we might know you and your Father. Thank you that that was costly for you. It wasn't easy. But you did it to take away our sin so that our relationship with you might last forever. And we do pray today, please would people all over the world be able to remember that wonderful truth, and would it give them real comfort this day. In Jesus' name we pray.